Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. So, as a matter of fact, I'll scroll some pictures for you on social media platforms right now if you'd so choose to look at them. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we do. That's the fruit of the ministry. Matthew 7:16. Forgive me. And we are out there right now for the very purpose of reaching a lot of people. There's a potential of 2 to 3 million people that go through the state fair. We've been out there for 14, 15 years now. Interestingly enough, we've got some billboards as well that we put up in the college areas to reach out to the indoctrinated as well. I'm showing you those on social media platforms as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. As well, friends, these are billboards that are posted right in front of the state fair as well as on the college campuses, and we are drawing them in to educate them because obviously we understand that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and we want all that to stop, and the only way that stuff is going to stop is when we take the time to preach the Word of God uncompromisingly, and that's what we've been doing for, again, 14 to 15 years just at the Minnesota State Fair. Now, it started on the 25th of the month, which was 2 days ago, and it is going to go for 12 days. That's going to go up until September 5th. We're there for 12 days in a row from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We're on the east end of the grandstand. The Minnesota State Fair at the east end of the grandstand. Walk inside the doors. We're two rows inside, friends. So do take the time. Come out and see us if you're not in Minnesota. Hey, folks, we're coming to you guys all the time. Come out and say hello. Go down there and say hey to the crew. We got Sam and Judah down there right now, and they are manning the booth. And, again, getting to the people, that's what we're called to do, is to seek and save that which is lost and to preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16:15, going to the first scripture I named, now Luke 19:10. So, aside of that, friends, I want to make a point on something really quick here, and because I reiterate this point, and I love it when the information comes up, and it's the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, and I want you to see what it looks like when you see two useful idiots in the mainstream media actually bite onto the hook or drink the Kool-Aid. This is why we always say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, and that's exactly what we're dealing with here. Now, we were warned by our forefathers. This is a President George Washington, he prophetically warned of the two-party system. He said, the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has been perpetuated and has perpetuated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. He said, but it leads at length to more a formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual, and sooner or later the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. Here, let me say it real short for you. This is the second president of the United States of America, and this is what he had to say. There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political under the Constitution. And I want to show you exactly what this looks like when people don't take heed to the Constitution. We are not ruled by party affiliation. We are ruled as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, not divisive means, Mark 325, to divide the American people one against another. But I want to show you how effective it is concerning the two-party system when it works to destroy a country and to undermine our constitutional republic. I hope you're ready for this one, folks. This one's crazy.
Former Republican Wisconsin Congressman.
I'm going to play it out.
Fox News contributors and both giving us energy because you're on.
This is Fox News.
All right, so can Democrats stay on message ahead of the midterm elections? Obviously a lot to look at there. But before all this happened, Democrats were out on the TV airwaves touting these recent wins for Joe Biden.
Watch till the end.
Distracting from that.
I'm not sure. I think there actually has been a lot of discipline, certainly on the Senate level, even on the Republican side. You've seen Mitch McConnell doesn't really want to talk about it.
Now, just keep in mind, the Republican side doesn't exist constitutionally, and neither does the Democratic side. But this is all these two useful idiots are doing, is making reference to that which is unconstitutional. Therefore, that's why we're talking about the leaving of Herod, which in Mark 8:15, Jesus told us to beware of. This is the reason he told us to beware of it.
About this, everyone wants to focus on policy because they know in a midterm election where the economy is going to be the central issue, that people are going to vote their, you know, kitchen table issues, their checkbook, etc. I think it can stay as a non-distraction to all of this, and there are a lot of wins that now you can look at what's happened with the generic ballot. Even in the House, it shifted for the first time to be for the Democrats, and the 538 polling
doesn't exist, friends.
That's
all they're doing is spewing the narrative.
We can stay on
of division.
This is an important piece of the puzzle. And when you look at how many Republicans are dashing without information to defend former President Trump, you know, calling this, you know, a huge injustice, this raid that was just the execution of a warrant that did go through a judge, you can see that this is a piece of the puzzle of why Republicans cannot be given control again.
These are the ones that are driving the national narrative.
Because the question is whether or not this raid could actually backfire.
These are the ones that are driving the national narrative. And not a thing that they're saying is based on the Constitution. And this is why you have confusion, Daniel 9-7.
Democrats, Sean's chomping at the bit here, but I will quote one GOP strategist and former White House official under Trump saying, after this raid, he has never seen the GOP base this red hot before and is clearly causing Republicans to rally to Donald Trump's defense.
100%. I just got back from Wisconsin. We had a primary there on Tuesday night. You see so many voters who are
both giving us energy.
And might I add, did you hear what she just said? This is driving people to Donald supports Trump base, this alleged raid that just took place. You did hear that, did you not? This is what I'm talking about. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, regardless if it's true or not. And the more that you put Donald Trump, folks, in the victim position, the more his support base grows. Pay attention to how these communists are playing this game out through these useful idiots. I'm going to play the rest of this when it gets back because it gets real heated, friends. It gets real heated. And my point is, it's all predicated on this conversation, this division here, on that which is unconstitutional. And this is what keeps the whole establishment in place. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Media.com, social media platforms, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, listen, what I'm going to finish out here, friends, is these Fox News useful idiots, they call them contributors, that get into a shouting match over the FBI's treatment of Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. These are the grown-ups. These are the grown-ups that never grew up in their head. Jesus warned of, in Mark 8:15, to beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of the religious hypocrites, and of the wicked doctrines of Herod. When I tell you what George Orwell said and stated, and he's true and he's right in stating what he stated, when he said it's a political language that's been made, it's been made to make lies sound truthful, this conversation that they're having, this division is caused by that which is not even constitutional. This is what keeps the establishment moving. This is what keeps it alive. And nobody does it better than Fox News and their useful idiots. Now, I want to show you what happens when you refuse to listen to Christ when he said, beware. In Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself will not stand. Is that what the elites, as they love to be called, is this what they're creating? Yes, they all the well know that we're a constitutional republic. And if we were all to be of one mind and one heart in the same judgment, friends, 1 Corinthians 1:10, it would be all over for the bad guys, those that you would call the elite. But as long as you keep listening to this garbage, friends, it's all premise based on something that is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. I want you to listen to this, and I also want you to note that when she talks about how Donald Trump's support base has grown and everybody's running to Donald Trump right now under this alleged FBI raid, this is what I continuously tell you, friends. They have to put themselves in the victim position, and what do? As they're playing the victim, friends, their base, their support base continuously grows. I am telling you that this FBI raid, I am telling you, friends, it is a false flag. I am telling you it is doing nothing more than confusing the people. I'm here also to tell all of the Trump worshippers, Acts 12:22, that Donald Trump is not the president of America anymore. But yet it's interesting how the mainstream media keeps him in the game concerning him and Joe Biden, isn't it? And if you take the time to think about that one and think that one through, you got to ask yourself the question that if you want to make America great again, you're going to have to bring justice again. Isaiah 51 verse 4. But that's not what Donald Trump did, because if he did, there wouldn't be a Joe Biden. And one more thought. 1,163 other presidential contenders, and you get Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Folks, these are all actors in the circus of politics. These are all the clowns, folks, that are in the circus of politics to distract you from what, in fact, is really happening. Let's get back to this little unconstitutional shouting match, but I want you to see the idiocies and the ignorance of these two little kids that never grew up in their head. And listen to the language, friends. It's all foreign to the Constitution.
Of the government and are really unfit to.
Because the question is whether or not this raid could actually backfire on Democrats. Sean's chomping at the bit here, but I will quote one GOP strategist and former White House official under Trump saying, after this raid, he has never seen the GOP base this red hot before, and it's clearly causing Republicans to rally to Donald Trump's defense.
100%. I just got back from Wisconsin.
Rally to Donald Trump's defense.
So many voters who are energized
and it's backfiring.
By what happened to Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago. You saw people who weren't going to vote in Tuesday's primary come out and actually vote. You had some people that were leaning away from the Trump-endorsed candidate actually come over and vote for the Trump-endorsed candidate because they're so angry.
This is all
and when you look at this, you go, listen,
politics.
Donald Trump,
who games being played
Russia
out
collusion.
In front of the American
there,
people.
Hillary Clinton
I'm telling you,
story.
It never happened.
They impeached him twice. Now they're going after classified documents, Sandra, and to think that Donald Trump is being treated fair, I think Republicans have a long track record to go, no, the government and Democrats have not treated him fairly. And Jessica says,
Here's a guy that sits there and defends a man that did the opposite of what he said he was going to do in making America great again. Well, that's what's sick about all of this. And you know what comes to my aid is it's something that Adolf Hitler said back in the 30s. He said it's a good thing for people in government that the people never think. That's right. That's why we're in trouble. There you have it.
This is about policy. You're right, it is about policy. Democrats have passed their agenda, and their agenda has been horrible for the American people.
Again, just keep in mind, there's no such thing as Democrats or Republicans in the Constitution, friends. But look at these grown-ups. What are they doing? They're playing the game, divide and conquer. This is why Jesus told us to beware.
They're getting crushed by the Democrat agenda. So just because you pass more spending bills, more regulation, more green energy bills, doesn't mean the American people like it. Spending $80 billion in the IRS. What American says, I want $80 billion to go to the IRS because that's going to make my life better? No one thinks that, but that's what Democrats are doing, Justin.
Can I pick on Sean's head?
Look at the blame game.
This is about classified information.
The elites, as they love to be called, have everybody fighting, and they're sitting there laughing at the American people for not taking the time in knowing their own documents concerning our founding documents. This is embarrassing. And this is what's put up in front of your faces 24/7, friends. And this is all designed to confuse you. But I want to say this. In Daniel 9:7, it tells us, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto you, but unto us confusion of faces as it is this day. And it talks about that they are near and that they are far off, that through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, they're under judgment because of the people's trespass that they have trespassed against the Lord. That's exactly what's happening, and this is exactly what's fueling that narrative.
Sir, it is about classified information. Not only did Donald Trump himself upgrade the punishment for doing this in 2018, making
it... What's scary is these two act like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are actually the people's picks when it comes to their candidates for the President of the United States of America. Let me remind you, friends, they were the ones that were put up for you to decide which one you're going to choose. And they all the while knew that you weren't going to... joined the side of Hillary Clinton. They all the while knew that you weren't going to jump on the side of Joe Biden. Folks, you're being played by the ills of dupes of ill-designing men at every given stage, and you should be embarrassed if this is the stuff you listen
to.
I just want to show you the stupidity. That's all I'm showing you.
In those 15 boxes that were taken out of Mar-a-Lago back in February, he had documents that contained information that were so classified we could not even talk about what was contained in them. It is breaking the law. It matters.
Jessica, hold on.
And so I'm going to finish this, but isn't it interesting how these two act like they actually believe within themselves that they know what they're talking about? The only thing that they're doing is regurgitating and parroting the talking points that the CIA-controlled media has given onto them. That's what's embarrassing about this, folks. If you're fighting each other, you're not paying attention to the Word of God, and you're not paying attention to the Constitution. This is what happens when you ignore those documents, friends, right here.
Wait a second. So he has documents, papers in boxes. The Chinese and the Russians can't access those boxes of information. But Hillary Clinton's server is published.
Look at this. Is this incredible?
No, she wants it.
Anybody tired of it yet?
Did they raid her home? Did they actually come with machine guns to her home?
Because she cooperated like a normal human being.
I think this is a debate the country is having right now. Two quick questions. Because I've got to wrap here.
That's why they went at
you. You want Donald Trump to run, correct?
Listen, I think whether it's Trump or DeSantis, I think either one.
Trump or DeSantis. Now, I think we talked about that as well. Now, we've been warning about DeSantis. He's in the news all the day long. He's on social media platforms. And what he's doing is he's doing the right thing every step of the way. But pay attention to what DeSantis has done behind closed doors. And on the other side of this break, what we're going to do is I'm going to come back to that, and I'm going to highlight some of the stuff that's been going on through those that have been set up as the heroes to the people that, in fact, have been found to be their betrayers. And this has been going on for decades in this country, as we all well know. I do want to say this. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Prove me wrong. That's what I want. I want you to prove me wrong more than anything. And some people will say, like yesterday, I got a phone call from a guy from Missouri, and he apologized to me for a guy that was basically calling me out as basically a hypocrite. Well, I'm not here because I called myself to do this. Nobody applies for a job like this, believe me. And the other thing is he can argue with the Word of God, and I just got to lay it out for you. The only argument against the Word of God is an unholy lifestyle. So I'm always holding to the Constitution, which is premised upon the Word of God. That's why we always continuously say what Andrew Jackson said. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, because it's totally true, friends. Exodus 18:25, because it's totally true. So what I'm going to do is when I come back from on the other side of this break, friends, I'm going to show you some of those people that have beguiled the conservatives. I'm going to share with you, friends, and it's always aimed at the conservatives because they're the best we've got, right? Or so you thought. But what I'm going to show you is, again, what they say and what they do are two different stories. Folks, this is the leaven of Herod that Jesus told us to beware of, because if we were principled people in keeping the commandments of God and his law to establish judgment and peace within the gate, we wouldn't be here today, Amos 5:15. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There's concerns about the potential for a radiation leak in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is located. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces fired on areas just across the river. Meanwhile, Russian forces are pointing to Ukrainian shelling that hit a building that stores nuclear fuel. Iodine tablets were being distributed to residents who live near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in case of radiation exposure. The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for flooding. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. This is USA Radio News. Between the black bars that redacted the FBI's affidavit that convinced the judge to sign the warrant to search former President Trump's Florida estate, authorities noted that they found 184 classified documents in the initial review of the boxes they recovered. They were concerned that Trump may have additional national security information based on a review of 15 boxes the National Archives recovered earlier this year. The 28-page affidavit contains numerous redactions that indicates authorities believe that evidence will be found in Mar-a-Lago. Trump claims the documents were declassified. However, there is no official indication that to be the case. Facebook's parent company, Meta, has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing the social media company of feeding its users' information to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 campaign. The terms reached were not disclosed in the court filing, but a 60-day stay was requested for the two sides to finalize the details. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, so what other judgments are taking place upon this country and the American people? Oil companies reap unprecedented profits as Americans struggle to pay for food and gas. Wow, this is the mainstream media reporting this. Of course, driving the narrative, right? This is what your oppressors would have. Oil company swam, is what it says, in record profits over the last few months at a time when many Americans struggle to pay for gasoline, food, and other basic necessities. On Friday, ExxonMobil booked an unprecedented $17.85 billion profit for the second quarter, and Chevron made a record $11.62 billion. The sky-high profits come one day after the UK's Shell shattered its own profit record. Wow, isn't that interesting? So why is gas so high? Huh. Isn't that crazy? $17.85 billion in profits for ExxonMobil and Chevron, $11.62 billion. Profit. Wait. So I thought we were having problems and gas went up for the very reason of why. Were we told? folks, they're paying off their political buddies. It's time to pay off the gas companies, the oil companies. So what they're doing is they're raising the prices, they're gouging the American people, and they are making unprecedented is the word that they used, profits into billions off the ignorance of the American people. Sorry to say it, but it's true, friends. Wanted to let you know this, too. It's interesting. Here's DeSantis again. DeSantis on Fauci. Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac. Well, it's interesting that he's condemning Fauci, but yet, if you look at SB 600, the bill that he passed, he actually gave the Department of Health, from Fauci's little plandemic, power and control. By the way, administrative law, which is unconstitutional, undermines the U.S. Constitution. He gave the Department of Health in Florida the unconstitutional powers through executive order. We're going to be talking about that much in just a little bit here. But the executive orders to basically quarantine at will, at the discretion of the Department of Health, and to basically force vaccinate people. This all came from DeSantis. Just do your best to ignore what he's done. Pay attention to what he says, all of you useful idiots, because we know how it works. And I would say this back to you. You have eyes, but do you see? You have ears, but do you hear? Did you not just hear what that useful idiot just got done saying concerning this little spat between what they call the left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats? Oh, well, you know, if I'm not for Trump, I'll be there for DeSantis. It's like right on cue. Americans, let me say it this way. You're too easy. You're too easy. You're being laughed at every given step. DeSantis on Fauci. We must enforce the laws and prosecute Fauci. This is like Ron Paul, right? Just last week, friends, if this is the first time you've joined us this week, this is why we're playing a little catch-up here. Ron Paul was the one that was actually grilling Anthony Fauci, but it was interesting. Behind closed doors, Rand Paul's wife was actually buying up stock in Remdesivir. Did you hear what I said? Well, these are the things that happen to a country that leave off the commandments of the Lord. And let's go to the next point. So let's get caught up really quick so we can get to the main topic. And this will be some of the stuff that we haven't talked about yet. But over the last couple days, I've been highlighting the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene has been busted again and again and again. And I can aim this at folks. I just, again, for the new listener this weekend, I can aim this at Ted Cruz. I can aim this at Rand Paul, Matt Gaetz, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, Jim Jordan, anybody that plays up to be the American heroes for the conservatives. I'm here to tell you that they're not the American heroes for anybody. They're the American pacifists. They're the appeasers. They're trying to put you back to sleep so you're not paying attention to the fact that they're fleecing you per every emergency that's created by the powers that are tolerated in this country. And that's not far-fetched in any sense of the word, as I'm about ready to show you. I also want you to understand, friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg, but when these heroes are set up, don't forget about what Albert Pike said. He said he was the head of the Masons. He's in hell now where he belongs. He went on with them bad self and he remained in his sin, and now he finds out where sinners go. And he did it to himself. Nobody did it for him. We know that the Bible talks about in the book of Timothy that the Lord desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth. He refused that truth because he hated the light, John 3:19. He lived in condemnation his whole life until he ended up in hell where he belonged because he refused the mercy of God through godly repentance before the Lord, Acts 20:21, Matthew 3:2. And again, he's now eating the consequence of that by ending up in hell where he belongs. Put that up against Luke 12:4 when you get a moment as well. But now this is what I want you to catch. Those that are put up as heroes, as Albert Pike said, as he said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. We see them all day long. But let me ask you the one question that nobody can answer. 1-866-582-9933. The one question that nobody can answer. For all of these heroes that have been put up by the mainstream media, again, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, all of them, friends, just one question for you. Where's the justice? Where's the prosecutions? 1-866-582-9933. Where's the prosecutions? Where's the judgment? Everybody's being delivered up, friends, in this country, except the corrupt. That should be very bothersome. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. So let's get over to Marjorie Taylor Greene really quick. Marjorie Taylor Greene is being sold to you as one of those that are the heroes. But I'm here to tell you, friends, that that hero, is if that's what you want to believe that she is selling you out down the river. Now, when you read John 8:44, it makes perfect sense. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He's a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. So when we go to Marjorie Taylor Greene, let me give it to you line upon line real quick. She was caught betraying her constituents, Amos 5:7. And of course it was for money, okay? Just like Judas when he betrayed Christ, Luke 22:48. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one that decried vaccine Nazis and who also boasted about not being vaccinated. Now, that's interesting because her and Trump are friends, and yet Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine. More confusion, right? But let's go on to this. Read Proverbs 17:15 as well when you get a moment. In 2020, at least 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives held shares in Johnson & Johnson, the medical behemoth that produced the single shot COVID-19 that more than 15 million Americans allegedly received. Okay, at least 11 senators and 34 representatives also held shares in the 2020 of another COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer called Pfizer. Okay, going down to the bottom of this, just to kill it, friends, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican, sold to you as the good person, right? Good representative. A Republican from Georgia who has decried vaccine Nazis and boasted about not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, reported owning stock in COVID-19 vaccine makers during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, according to a financial disclosure sheet had submitted in August. Now, this is all coming to you exclusively from yours truly. And they're doing a fantastic job, let me remind you. And I am thinking of that outlet right now. Yeah. I'm Business Insider. They are the ones that are doing a great job exposing these hypocrites for who they are. That was the first defense that we started paying attention to when it came to representative of special interest groups, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie was also out there calling Walt Disney World, and she's right in saying this, a pro-child predator company. As a matter of fact, she said that the Walt Disney Company is guilty of sexualizing children. She's exactly right. Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene this week accused Walt Disney, again, of sexualizing children after the entertainment giant criticized a Florida education law that critics have dubbed that Don't Say Gay Bill and vowed to fight against it. And by the way, that's all they'll say is they vow to fight against it, and then you never hear anything about it again. And then before you know it, here it is on the horizon, warning against your children because they said it, but they didn't do anything to back it up. Marjorie Taylor Greene said it's hard to believe, she said, that Disney, Walt Disney, the Walt Disney Company, she said, would be the very place that this is happening, she said during an interview. This is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, a place where innocence is celebrated, but it seems to be the place where innocence is actually under attack. Of course it is. Because whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. All of this transgender garbage, friends, which doesn't exist, God already decided their gender. This is all coming from those behind those that are controlling your said representatives. And you can rest assured, if they're not standing against it, it's because they're guilty of it. And that would easily fall to the lot of most of them, if not all of them. So Greene added, Walt Disney, they need to pay a serious price for this. But did you know that entering 2021, Greene owned, listen carefully, friends, between $1,001 and $15,000 in Walt Disney Company stock? Wow, that's pretty crazy. She has $45,000 worth of stock in Disney, friends. But publicly, she tells you what you want to hear, but behind closed doors, there's insider trading going on, and then she buys into stock that she knows is going to be the next best thing. Isn't that interesting? Folks, they're not serving you. These people are serving themselves. And this little devil that you want to believe is a freedom fighter is doing just the exact opposite of what she said she was going to do. Just wait a second. It gets a little bit better with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And then we'll get to the next one, her buddy Matt Gaetz. Okay? 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933. All you opinionated people, I'm just giving you the facts today. Truth demands a response. How are you responding to this besides chasing the next political figure that's been thrown to you by the mainstream media that you don't believe in? Romans 1:18. Well, you say, Bradley, you're just being a smart mouth. No, I'm not. I get to see it all day long. I can't tell you how many times, friends, I've been across this country, literally speaking at least 3,000 times publicly, telling the people, tearing down their altars, Judges 6, the way that Gideon did. Tear down your father's altars, the lies. That's exactly what we have been doing since day one. And then you go back and they're doing the same stuff, friends. They're hastening judgment unto themselves and to their posterity. Do you not understand this? This is what happens when you reject the Lord. Galatians 6:7. And what did he say? He said, those that sow to the flesh will reap of the flesh, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Folks, if you're going to sow to the wind and do nothing about the issue, you're going to reap the whirlwind, and it's the whirlwind that American people are reaping in a big way. Let's finish off with Marjorie Taylor Greene and then go to the next one really quick. Marjorie Taylor Greene said to the Business Insider, good job over there at Business Insider. Marjorie Taylor Greene says student loans, this is the big thing right now, right? Student loans, by the way, constitutionally, I can't find where it's the government's business to steal our money, those that work, and again, give to those that don't work. Isn't that pretty crazy? But they're, again, doing what they are assuming. They're assuming authority that's never been given unto them by the American people. That is through delegation. We never gave them the power to do the things that they're doing, but they're doing it, okay? So let me show you how Marjorie Taylor Greene played right along with this. Marjorie says, you know what? This student loan forgiveness is completely unfair. That's what she said, okay? This is her on Business Insider, right here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. So it's unfair, she said. Completely unfair, said Marjorie. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene has criticized Biden's student loan, and by the way, Biden has no authority to do it, forgiveness plan announced on Wednesday, but I'm here to tell you that Marjorie's all for it, okay, just so you understand how this game is played. Speaking on Newsmax TV, she called the student loan relief completely unfair. Did you know that Marjorie Taylor Greene's company had $183,540, $504 in loans forgiven in April 20th? How did she know all this, friends? How did she know all this? Where did she get all of that information? Are you tired, friends, of playing the dupes to ill-designing men yet? Apparently not. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Look at this one. It's amazing. Alex Jones, you know, the soldier of fortune over there worth $300 million. I didn't know anybody that was a preacher really preaching the word of God, Christ crucified, that was making even anything close to that kind of money. But I guess he's good buddies with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I guess he's friends with Trump, too. I think that should tell you a lot right there. But isn't it interesting? The exclusive given to you by Alex Jones's people is Marjorie Taylor Greene responds to being swatted at home by domestic terrorists. They wanted to get me killed, she said. Same thing with Trump. Remember what the useful idiot at Fox said? That after this alleged raid that took place by the FBI, what did it do? It created more support for Trump's base. What do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing right now? I can tell you what she's doing, folks, just like the rest of them. Every time something like this happens, they fleece their constituents for more money. Let me remind you, she already makes $174,400 a year. That's not enough. And this explains to you why they make millions in a short amount of time. They go in, they make $174,400, and they're connected, by the way. I believe that they're probably Eastern stars in the Masonic, as far as the Masonic movement, within and without. Regardless, that's what I believe that she is an Eastern star. But also know that what they do, friends, is they go out and they fleece their constituents, and before you know it, they're worth $2, $3, $4, $5, and $6 million. Daryl Issa is worth hundreds of millions of dollars for those that didn't know. I just wanted to let you know that, friends. Isn't it amazing how that works? So when they play the victims, when they're under attack, they go to their constituents for more support to fight back. She's already in a position to put what? She's already in a position to drop the gauntlet on crime in the first place. But is that what she's doing? Nope. That's not what she's doing. She's doing a fleece, friend, so she can aggrandize wealth unto herself is exactly what she's doing. Now, I want to go over to her buddy, Matt Gaetz, because they're putting Matt Gaetz and they're putting Marjorie Taylor Greene together like they're the dynamic duo, friends. But again, judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. And understand how these people play it. This guy's not even good. But I can look at all of them and just say, folks, they're not even good actors. They're bad actors. All of them are. Do you have any discernment? Where's the Holy Ghost, you profess Christians? Because most people, folks, you go to the street kid in North Minneapolis. I was just there this morning. And you show him these politicians, he's going to see right through them. But yet all the smart people in America, for some reason or another, they can't see through them. No, they kneel down and they worship them. And then they send them money and make them millionaires to their own what? Demise. Matt Gaetz, buddies with that of Freedom Fighter. By the way, listen carefully, these people are not there to fight against the establishment. These people are there to protect the establishment. Let me say it again. These people are not there to tear down the establishment. They're not at war with the establishment. These people are the establishment. Do you understand? That's who these people are. Matt Gaetz, ironically, I played some video yesterday. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to hear from him. But I do want you to know I played it yesterday. So if you want to go ahead and go download yesterday's show, you can watch the video. It's Matt Gaetz probing, grilling, as the mainstream media puts it, because that's all they do. They're the great American appeasers, putting you back to sleep. Well, there's never justice given that preserves our liberties, okay? Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read these scriptures as they come up, friends. But what's interesting is Matt Gaetz, like his friend Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're out there condemning Disney, and rightfully so. Well, Matt Gaetz yesterday, he was condemning and grilling the Disney company and one of their CEOs. That was my understanding. And during that time, Matt Gaetz says, so you're downloading information, private information, as you are illegally surveying these children at Disneyland. I want you to think about what your government is doing. They are illegally surveying children at Disney parks. Where's this all coming from, friends? It's coming from the government. This is corruption in the government. And this government is acting out in a way that contradicts its very purpose. They're to restrain men from sin, not to create victims. They're to enforce the law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. They're doing just the exact opposite. They're supposed to maintain order. They're doing just the opposite. They're creating disorder. So Matt Gaetz is out there selling to the people, and I guarantee he's doing a fundraiser right at the end of it. Matt Gaetz is out there with a half smirk on his face, trying to get everybody to believe that he's actually grilling one of the CEOs for Disney, asking the questions, why are you doing that which is illegal? He's not saying the words, of course. See, folks, when there's a war, the law is always silent. And what creates the war? What's the first casualty in war? The truth. You see how that works? The first casualty in every war is always the truth. If the American people would get back to the law and understand the truth in Christ, John 14, 6, John 8, 32, we wouldn't be here, but we're here. So Matt Gaetz is putting himself up to be, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest of those that you tolerate in federal government and in state governments, trying to play the good guys, the freedom fighters, the heroes that have been put up. But who is Matt Gaetz? Was he really grilling one of the CEOs? Was he really calling down the law to fall upon the heads of those at Disney that are illegally surveilling children at the Disney parks? Did you know who Matt Gaetz is, friends? And did you know that he was under a sex trafficking probe that involved children? Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side. Go to SOL Radio Live and download it. Concerning our feed, also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Matt Gaetz's sex trafficking probe moving very, very slowly. Let me say it this way for those that still don't understand. Those that are put up as heroes are extorted individuals doing what they're told to do, and if they do what they're told, they will capitalize and they will aggrandize wealth unto themselves. Only if they stay within the rules established by the corrupt. Isn't that crazy? Here, a prime example of this. Just yesterday, I seen a short piece of Joe Rogan. This guy is Antichrist from start to finish. I would love to have Joe on this show. I'd love to be on his show. But, of course, he's not going to have a guy like me on there because I'm going to give him answers, and his viewers answers that he never thought of. Common sense answers, right? But what's interesting is he loves to demonize Christians, but he had Zuckerberg on his show most recently, and he was just, folks, it was a better way of saying it. He had his hand on his shoulder as if he was his best friend. It's sick. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.